Time to crack a big cold beer and listen to the Triple M Big Breakfast Catch-Up Podcast for Victoria Bitter, official sponsor of Hard Work. 18 plus.
Hello, welcome to the Catch-Up. Thank you for streaming. Make sure you subscribe as well. Get our pythons out for Between the Sheets today, Moon Man.
Absolutely, Brando. We find out about snakes making love and it is fascinating.
It's beautiful.
Also, speaking of animals, we opened a can of worms. This time was about Brisbane cyclists and how they should be charged more by police for breaking the law.
Bullying continues clearly against cyclists. And Rusty Crow called in.
The Big Breakfast with Mardo, Robin and the Moon Man.
Okay, you know, last week we were talking about that snake. There was that vision of two snakes falling out of a window and everyone was kind of freaking out saying, are they fighting or are they mating?
I thought they were mating, but then they said they were fighting, a snake catcher said.
Well, the thing is,
when me and my wife are making love, we always jump out of a window, entangled.
Entangled.
Often punching one another, so yeah.
It got me curious about how snakes mate. Yeah. And I found some very interesting statistics. Do you know that male snakes have not one, but two penises?
Ooh.
Double penis.
Yes, they do. But they only use one at a time.
Oh, do they?
Wait, of course you would. You don't want to go double snake penis.
Are they in the same area?
Are you crazy?
Well, yes. And each snake's hemipenis, which is what it's called, is associated with one testy. So they've got one to two.
Oh, one nut like Hitler. Hitler only had one nut too.
Did he?
That's right.
Didn't know that. Okay, female snakes.
Then, can I just say, you never often see a snake's balls dragging along the ground, do you?
No.
They're all internal.
They're like landing gear on a plane,
they are,
I believe.
That's exactly what they're like. They're like little landing things. Yeah. Anyway, female snakes.
Look at the agates on the wriggler.
Tell you what, that python's got a fair set of plums on him.
Female snakes can store sperm for up to 5 years.
Oh, no.
And this is what's...
Imagine that. Oh,
take a shower, sweetie.
I can't even remember you. 8 years ago.
No, wait. If she mates with multiple snakes, males...
She's got a brew cooking up in there.
A female can control which sperm she uses to fertilise her egg.
She's got a little compartment.
Well, she can go back through them in a brain. Barry was...
Do I want a black one, a brown one?
Have kids with Trevor.
Oh, good Lord.
Hi, Trevor. It's Sally. Oh, no.
Oh, I thought you disposed of my sperm. Oh, God.
Thank you for illuminating us.
I'm not even working at the moment.
Sorry, Sal. I can't speak to you right now. I'm about to bite a bushwalker.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Let's talk about cycling. Yeah.
Well, Marto's a cyclist.
Yes, that's exactly
I'm more a commuter than a cyclist.
Yeah, but you get all funny about cycling.
Okay. I love riding my bike, but I like doing it on my own.
You're not a mammal, are you? You don't get in Lycra and ride with the peloton.
Yes, he does.
I do wear Lycra pants. You've seen me walk out here, but I'll wear a singlet or a T-shirt on top. I don't like all Lycra.
But he is a great defender of the cyclists, because this was the news in the last 24 hours.
Cyclists across the southeast are on notice tonight, with police hunting down speeding riders and punishing them like any other road user. But some aren't happy about it, claiming they're being unfairly treated.
Well, we're going too fast now, are we?
Yes. Yeah. I knew it.
Too fast for what?
Have you got a Speedo on your bike?
Yeah, God, yeah.
Marto?
Yep.
You have?
Yeah, everyone does, I think.
Oh, so, no, they don't.
I know exactly what speed I'm doing all the time.
Oh, so you're consciously breaking the law.
Hold on, where did this break in the law?
You go up Mount Coosa, don't you, on your bike?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, is that what they're talking about?
Well, there are hot spots around Brisbane, and one of them is Mount Coosa, yes.
I can do 75 going down there.
It's a 50 zone, and I know that because I've been done twice on Mount Coosa. Listen, is why I get so upset.
If I fall off, it's my worry, surely. Yeah, but surely to goodness. What about
those school kiddies you're going to kill with your bicycle?
What school kiddies? What are they doing up on Mount Coosa?
Well,
they're just minding their own business.
Yeah, they're walking.
Standing on the road.
They're preparing to do
kids
are
coming down. Hold on, are they really booking a cyclist? Is this what you're saying?
Yes, that's it. Look, this is how many cyclists they've booked so far.
Since 2016, 232 cyclists have been slapped with speeding fines, while 541 have been busted running red lights.
Oh, wow, that's a lot of middle-aged men, isn't it?
Oh, shut.
Standing there.
There's other people who cycle.
So I am going to say right here, right now, that Brisbane should crack down harder on speeding cyclists.
Oh, God. God, what? When did you? How many times has a bike?
Lost for words.
It's such a good feeling when you go past a car on your bike, but that doesn't often. It doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, but they still should crack down on it. It's not fair that cyclists are not treated the same way that we are.
Do you know what? I reckon it should only be police on bikes that can bust.
If they can catch us.
Yeah, that's right.
And there lies the problem. Let's open this. The Big Breakfast's can of worms. Talking about cyclists, police are now cracking down in Brisbane for speeding cyclists who are actually breaking the law.
Easy target to put the boot into, isn't it?
Wouldn't you wear it a badge of honour? Like, put it on your helmet? Like, hey, look, I got a speed.
Oh, look how fast I
look
went.
Look how cool I am.
Oh, that's not bad. How much are they charging?
Oh, I didn't check.
Is it like, is it $300 or is it just $50?
Speeding. It'd be whatever a speeding fine is.
Yeah, but who are we doing damage to? Ourselves.
Which road in Brisbane is used by the pelotons the most on the weekend? Is it riding up Mount Cootha?
Oh, Moon, righto. There's a thing called, yes, that's very popular, but not all cyclists like to go uphill.
St. Lucia.
But there's a thing called the River Route. It goes for 30 kilometres from South Bank through Highgate Hill over that Green Bridge over to the University of Queensland around there. They do big laps of that thing.
That's huge.
Because I'd like to see them set up an RBT, but just for cyclists. Just have them all lined up, just breath-owing them all.
Oh, but they wouldn't be over the limit. Would they?
Who knows?
Because you'd be all wobbly.
Well, anyway, police should be cracking down on speeding cyclists. That's what I reckon. Adam of Deegan, what do you reckon?
Stop it. I think 100% they should, especially Mount Cootha. A couple of years back, I was doing earthworks at the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
Every morning I was driving a truck up there fully loaded with an excavator, and you'd have everyone creeping up there in the left-hand lane thinking they're going to heroes overtaking their mates, not looking at what's coming behind them. And then everyone from the top comes racing down there full noise because they don't have to pedal on the inside white line or crossing the white line even on some corners.
Oh.
And you've got to try and avoid them in a truck.
Oh, no, you've got to stay on your side. Can I ask you, was that on the what I call the summit side or the Channel 10 side?
It was right near where the towers are there. I'm not sure what you'd call it. Right near the satellite towers there. So I'd have to come up from the back of the mountain, not the...
Yeah, the Channel 10 end, side. I call that. Yeah,
and they're a lot harder to clean off the windscreen than just flies or moths too, aren't they? You've really got to get the squeegee out for a cyclist.
Anthony of Ipswich. Brisbane should crack down harder on speeding cyclists, yes or no?
Oh, you've got to be kidding. It's a small percentage of people who do it. I come in this morning, got two people running a red light at Goodna. Same red light I got last week, four people going through a red light. You've got to be kidding me.
Cyclists?
Hang on, cyclists or cars?
Oh, the cars.
Cars.
Oh, cars going through red lights.
Four people through the red light. Two today. You know, you've got to be kidding.
Well, they should be done too.
About people riding bikes or riding cars and just talk about people breaking the law.
I love you, Anthony.
I love a dollar for every time I've been close past by a car or run off the bloody road by a truck.
Yep.
Guess what? They don't get prosecuted.
Well, can you prove it, Anthony?
Anthony's
do you have
high,
I've got it on camera, mate.
And do you take it to the police?
Yes.
And what, they don't do anything?
Numbers. They do nothing.
What?
They give ratchet excuses.
Hey, Anthony, if I said to you, you know that how New South Wales increased their texting, why don't we work out real problems, not speeding cyclists, increase to 5 or 6 points the demerits if you're texting in a car. Wouldn't that be a better use of our resources?
Well, I think if anyone's breaking
the law. Why not? But whoever breaks the law, mate, don't worry about it being a cyclist. Let's forget about people being on the road as being a cyclist or a motorist. We're all road users.
Yep. Mm.
Yep.
Same rules for everyone. I'm happy with that.
Really brotherly cage there.
Yeah, well,
oh,
yeah.
Wow. High dudgeon. High dudgeon.
He saw
Forest Lakes.
He saw
what do you reckon?
Action.
Mate, I reckon if Anthony wants to ride on the roads, same as all cyclists, they should not only get speeding fines but pay a bit of registration as well if they want to use the roads.
Yeah, all right. Now, this is an easy one because people like me pay our rego for our car. When we're on our bikes, it means we're not in our car. So shouldn't it cover everything, your registration?
Well, that doesn't work except, like, how about boats, for example? You have to register boats.
I can start skating along the road as well, can I? You got to keep a metre and a half away from me.
True. Well, I can't argue with that one.
come on, Mario, come on.
No, you've won.
If you want to put on your hot pants and get out there roller skating, brother, you do it.
Yeah, get into it, bro.
So
you
what is it? What's it
you
coming
be who
at?
You want to be.
The percentages, well, we've got
Hold on. Let me look at my crystal ball. Everyone hates cyclists.
Not everyone. Anthony
yeah,
didn't.
Just most people. 70% agree there should be a crackdown on cyclists. Okay. Sorry, man.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
South Sydney Rabbitohs in the finals this weekend to try to get into the grand final, and they're surrounded by controversy with the Burgess boys sexting, etc., etc. It's time to go straight to the source because there's another story around about him. Russell Crowe, Big Rusty, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good, Grace. Good, guys. I'm feeling pretty good. G'day, Marto. G'day, Robin. G'day, Moonman and Brendo, of course. Can I have a light, Brendo? Yeah, even though I'm on the phone, you can still spark me up.
Pictures magic, of you. Really radio. Interesting pictures of you clay shooting.
Yeah, well, Robin, it's the work of a warrior. As you know, I was the gladiator. I like weapons, and I've moved that into the modern era, and I love discharging my massive weapon. As you know, I love shooting, and that's why I really enjoy the clay shooting. But it actually started, I learned to shoot with Russell Mark as a bonding exercise for my new movie with the new boys from the Kelly Gang.
Oh, the Olympic shooter.
Yeah, so Russell taught the guys who are playing the Kelly Gang how to shoot, and we did some other bonding exercises too. We made some body armour out of ploughshares, and we held up a bank in Euroa.
What?
So, yeah, that's caused some problems for the production company.
Yeah, I bet. What do you think about bush rangers? Do you reckon they're criminals?
Well, no, they're heroes. It was like Robin Hood. I don't know whether you remember I played Robin Hood using a variety of accents. And
yes, you did.
Yeah, that's right. Somebody said it was Irish. That's wrong. Robin was originally from India. And so, no, the bush rangers were like our Robin Hood. They were stealing from the rich and giving to the poor. They were robbing banks for the best possible reasons. I mean, the Banking Royal Commission has revealed that we should again rob banks at some point.
Listen, we always ask, have you caught up with Terry at all lately?
Yeah, me and Terry. I mean, it's Rabbitohs season now, and a couple of role plays that I've got going. I've told you about the one where I dig a burrow on the front garden, and Terry puts a ferret up my trousers. Well, I've got another one. I put a blindfold on and I pretend to be a rabbit with myxomatosis. Oh. And, then what I run around the back garden and Terry hits me with a bat. That's it.
That's it.
Great batting work there.
Very insightful. Thank you, Rusty Crowe. Let's go catch up soon.
Go the rabbits.
All right, see you later.
All right, bye, mate.
The Big Breakfast with Marto, Robin and the Moon Man.
As you said earlier, Brendo, I have become obsessed with a video on YouTube. If you want to have a look at it, it's called Jesus Christ in Richmond Park. That's Jesus Christ in Richmond Park. I've shared it with you, Marto, and
so
you,
it's
Robbo.
From London. It's a suburb
from
of London.
Richmond.
So funny.
Richmond. Now, it features a dog called Fenton. How it starts, basically, is there's some nature lover in Richmond Park photographing the deer there, just standing in the park. It's a beautiful open space. And then all of a sudden, you can hear a dog owner coming from the distance yelling out, Fenton. Let's just have a listen to the video.
Fenton!
There he comes.
Fenton!
So Fenton's on the run. And the Jesus Christ refers to Fenton is basically chasing a massive herd of deer and they're heading towards a road.
Well, he's round them up. He's done it like a good cattle dog should.
Those
if he was in
deer
Australia.
We're just lying there doing nothing. And then Fenton came along. And road, he almost hit cars as the deer were crossing the road. It was true.
You can see Fenton and he is flat knackered too behind those deers. He is having the time of his life. Can we just listen to the owner one more time yelling Fenton and then the Jesus Christ.
Because he literally goes around and just collects the deer.
Oh, God, he's still going.
And I wonder where it all ended because those deers and Fenton were not coming back.
No.
So, like Fenton, we want to know when your dog caused mayhem. When were you running through a park or a street yelling its name out? What did your dog do? What mayhem did it cause?
Nathan of Newby.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. What happened?
We went to pick a dog up. He was
we got a bit of a rescue job, and we took our other staffy to meet him at the same time, and we're in a big park with the creek and everything else, and there's a lovely river and all this. We let them off the leash, and they were running along quite nicely, and everything was going all right. Next minute, two Clydesdales with our wedding carriage come around the corner.
Oh, what?
Oh, no.
And this big white, he's a massive big white boxer. He's got a lot, well, he's actually 8 years old. His name's Barry. Barry White, of course.
Yes.
And Barry sees these two Clydesdales, and he beelines. Absolutely. 100 mile an hour beelines these two horses. Luckily, there was nobody in the back of the carriage, just the driver and his mate.
They take off?
They reared up. The whole carriage come off the ground in the front. They reared up. The guy was going to kill the dog. He was going to kill me. He was going off his head.
How did you stop it? How did you get out of the situation?
The Clydesdale, one of the horses gave him a big, got him, and gave him a decent sized clout.
Oh, I bet.
And he yelped and come flying out of there. But me and the other owner managed to get hold of Perry. He was pretty keen to go back and have another crack.
You don't take on Clydesdale.
No, you don't.
The carriage is rearing up with the horses. Oh, my God.
Hey, Chris, what happened with your dog?
Yeah, mate, well, I had a boxer as well.
Oh, God, they're feisty. They always want to get up there, jumping up and down all the time.
Yeah, this is back in Mackay, hot summer's day. My uncle comes around to our place. We're not home. Costa lets him in, lets him go up the stairs, and then bails him up for 4 hours. Every time he went to take a step down the stairs, he growled. My uncle tried to jump the rails of the stairs and, you know, jump over the fence, and he thought, hang on, I'll only get four paces and he's going to tear me apart. Oh,
so what sort of dog was Costa?
Boxer.
He was a boxer, but he was a gentle giant, but he just wouldn't let my uncle move.
Do that?
No, they're harmless.
That's why I was going, what sort of dog was he?
They'll growl at you, but I've never seen one. They don't normally attack,
do
they, Chris?
Very gentle.
Yeah. He does, and he was just growling. He just wouldn't let him move. But it cost me about 12 beers.
I bet it did. That was cheap. Maya of Auchenflower, hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
Yeah, what was the havoc? We're great, Maya. What was the havoc your dog caused?
So pretty much my dog, he's a boy, so he wheezes on everything.
Oh, God, they're annoying.
We were on the beach, a dog beach, and there was a little kid building a sandcastle, and my dog just walked right up behind him and peed on his back.
Of course he did. He owns that kid.
How did that end up?
Look, like, we apologised, obviously. My dad just, like, ran over and apologised for the dog. We pretty much just got out of there pretty quickly, so we didn't really know what happened.
That is shameful. Yeah, well, there'd be another dog that's a little bit taller than yours would pee a little bit higher on that kid. He'd have a whole series of marks up his back.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Can I check whether this happens in anyone else's homes around the place?
Mm-hmm.
All right, last night I was sitting there. He just turned 19 the other day. I've got a 19-year-old son, Harry. He's back at work with his broken foot hobbling around.
Oh, well done.
All right, so apprentice carpenter. So I said to him, because I was doing some work yesterday, but I couldn't find my nips. So it was just before I was cooking dinner.
Your nips.
They pull nails out. Don't worry, it's a tool.
Okay.
So I find myself last night, and I was missing a few tools because he's just, you know, put together his toolbox for work and very proud, and a lot of things have gone out of the shed.
Like your nips.
Yes. It's not a code for anything, Moon. You just behave yourself.
Charles, where are my nips?
All right.
Still on your body.
Harry comes into the kitchen while I'm cooking dinner, and I said, mate, have you got my nips? He goes, yeah.
Aren't they where they always meant to be? No,
they're mine. That's what he said. They're mine. I said, no, well, they were. Anyway, so we started. I said, listen, mate, I'm also missing a charger for a Makita charger. He has Makita tool. Went down that track. I said, and a pair of blue footy shorts. They're actually mine. Mum must have put them into those. And Kath went, what are you two doing? And I said, well, I'm missing a heap of stuff because Harry and I seem to use the same stuff. And then Kath goes, we have a 20-year-old daughter, Hillary, goes, this is like Hillary and I.
Where's my GHD?
Where's my white jeans? They're mine, Hillary. What did you do? They're now a grey colour because you wore them out. Does anyone else do this? You got my so-and-so?
My dad had a very good method which would make you look after things.
Yeah.
Everything belonged to somebody else. So from the first fishing trip we went on, each of us were given a rod by him, and he'd go, be careful with that. It belongs to the man at work. Everything belonged to the man at work. And we thought, this bloke at work is very generous with his stuff.
Oh, that's so, you
know, to look after it.
Yeah, so if you wanted to borrow, you know, an open-ended spanner to work on your bike, he'd go, okay, you can borrow this, but make sure I get it back because it belongs to the bloke at work.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Did that work all your childhood?
It worked all through our lives because even once the conceit was exposed as a lie, everything in our house belonged to the bloke at work. Be careful with that, mate, will you? Belongs to the bloke at work.
My sons do it all the time over clothes.
To each other?
Yeah, the eldest in the middle particularly, yeah.
Well, they're the same foot size, my son and I.
Same with my two. It usually ends with a thumping, but,
ours is just an admission. Oh, it's down in my car. All right, I'm going to go and get it. Does anyone else? Have you got my... Does this happen in every house?
Finish that sentence for us.
Occasionally... The wife, the good lady wife Lulu, might purloin one of my T-shirts. Girls like a bigger T-shirt.
Yeah, I like that. Though. I like sleeping in it
weekend,
sometimes.
A weekend T-shirt. No, that's you don't. Nice, you sleep in the nude.
Yeah. Also, boys' undies are really good when you're pregnant.
Boys' undies are?
Yeah.
That's interesting. What does skid marks do for your pregnancy?
Nothing, but they're just bigger and they're more comfy and more roomy and everything. Yeah,
they're great undies.
Yeah, okay. Ange, when you're at work.
What's Ange got?
Can you finish this sentence for us? Have you got my...
phone charger.
Oh,
where is it?
That's every house. Ange, what's your technique? What's your situation?
Well, the issue is actually not with me because I've got a Samsung, they've got iPhones. My boys fight over phone chargers because my older son borrows my younger son's phone charger and then leaves it at his girlfriend's house or just loses it, and it causes a little bit of a fight in my household.
Sure does.
I got in trouble for putting my initials on a phone charger. My wife said, oh, really? Did you just put your phone initials on? And I said,
who doesn't?
Yes, I did. And she goes, because they're the same as my initials, you nong.
Oh, they are too.
I tried nail polish. I tried buying different coloured chargers. And the other ones my boys steal all the time is the rechargeable batteries that you go onto the phone.
Oh.
Yeah, they steal that. Headphones?
Nothing
works. Have you got my headphones?
They have no pride. Oh, headphones get stolen too.
Maybe I just need to let it
And it's kids who come into your house, other kids, who just walk away with your chargers as if it's just a free world for them.
Oh, no.
Bloody friends.
Yeah, hey, who'd have them, eh?
Yeah, get rid of them.
Is that how we're wrapping this up? Bloody people.
The Big Breakfast with Marto, Robin and the Moon Man.
Hey, about a month ago we were talking on our show about a terrible thing, a thing called silicosis, which is, it's also called grinder's asthma, I think. Mm-hmm. It's when you get this layer of silica dust goes into your lungs and it is causing a lot. Well, here's what we said a month ago. There's a new kid on the block in terms of lung diseases caused by inhalation of crystalline silica dust.
Well, it would seem, Greg Martin, that you are the breakers of really big stories.
Unfortunately, yes. But
you were right on the money because overnight on Nine News, the government have now realised that this is a serious problem.
And finally taking some action.
Oh.
Well, I think they are. Have you...
No, they did. Last night they were saying that that the government is going to now be putting out official warnings to people about...
Can I give you the background here?
What they should have is... There should be a warning sticker on the product itself, shouldn't they?
Well,
they should have something that says wear a mask or do not grind or do not cut.
We should explain a little bit more. It's artificial stone, which has become so popular as a bench top, and it's also some pavers, etc. Anything that's artificial stone is mainly made up of silica, okay?
Okay.
And it's a great, marble's too expensive, so you put this stuff on. It's wonderful stuff when it's intact, but dry cutting it, they're saying no longer are you allowed to dry cut it, either with a power saw or a grinder, because that releases the dust. That goes into your lungs and settles down the bottom. Just goes straight to the bottom of your lungs and starts building up and up. In the end, you ain't got no lungs left.
See, when I saw that story last night, it worried me as I sat there and I thought, do I know any builders and would they be cutting this stuff?
All right. Kath was watching the same thing, knowing her son is in the building industry and her husband's been, he's been in there for a long time. She said, didn't you guys used to do a lot of this stuff? And yes, we did. And we didn't. And all right. They've already ordered it 10, like they'd be kitchen manufacturers. They'd have ordered it 10 places, okay? Mm. And they've discovered 26 cases of silicosis out of 10 places.
No.
Six serious, which will end up leading to an early death, okay? Six serious ones out of 10 places. So now they're going to go around. They're going, no more dry cutting. We're going to go around auditing. They're not using they're not using masks. And
so
in these
how do you stop it? Do you just use a mask?
You've got to get ventilation onto the back of your machine so it drags like a vacuum cleaner. So, after you've cut, get rid of that and also use your... There's so many good masks on the market. You've got to put them on. I'm trying to get it on Harry, even if he does... Yeah, you know, just some spray paint.
But it has to be an industry standard. If we're now dealing with all these things like asbestos and now these marble benchtops, there'll be other things as well as time goes on.
I told you about the concrete. There'll be concrete as lung too. This came from that miner's lung, the black lung stuff a few weeks ago.
I reckon the rule of thumb would be if there's dust in the air,
you
should be using a mask.
Exactly. And just they've got another 160 factories to do, or manufacture places to audit, so they'll see this could be a huge issue, hundreds of people.
And just to clear up any confusion, Grinder's asthma is not from using the app Grinder.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Worn out.
Thank you.
Big Breakfast on Triple M.
Be careful, everyone.
That was the Triple M Big Breakfast Catch-Up Podcast for Victoria Bitter, official sponsor of Hard Work. You could win a brand new hard-working 4x4 just by drinking Victoria Bitter. Full T's and C's and permits apply at vb.com.au/winner4x4. 18 plus.
It's the end of the podcast. What do you know? So tune in tomorrow and catch the show.
Triple M.